This one got weird. I don't know. If you don't want to go down the bad memories of Iowa football from 2013 to 2017, which happened to be the years we played, like reliving Christian McCaffrey and the Big Ten Championship and other games that we should have won, then don't listen to this episode. It has a different vibe. Let's have a day. Let's go. Well, we're back for another episode of the Watch the Walk-Ons podcast. It's episode 326. 26. It's a good number.
It's an average number. Subpar, some might say.
Who wore 26 before you?
For me?
Like, did you leave the jersey in a better place?
I think, yeah. Well, the fact that I don't know who it was probably.
Yeah, that says something, right?
Yeah. I originally shared it when I came in 2013, and the person I shared it with was not on the team by the end of 2013. Then I got my own number. But yeah, so I guess I left it in a better place.
Okay, that's good.
Now we got Kayvon wearing it, leaving it in a better place.
A way better place. Yeah, if you haven't noticed, it's a Kevin and Tyler show, at least for now, tonight. If Drake doesn't do the intro, there's a good chance that he's not on the mic yet or at all for that episode.
Well, his deal goes bad and we never hear from him again.
He is currently selling dentist equipment that isn't his.
The dark market, man. You never know.
Drake, for anybody that comes back to this show for Drake Kulik and Drake Kulik alone, there's probably not a 0% chance that he never comes back from.
Your odds of getting stabbed in a dental equipment deal are never high, but they're also never zero.
Do you think he had to? Did we explain this? Did he explain this story on the main show?
Yeah,
he did. So for anybody that listens, you guys heard about Drake doing. You know, he was moving places in Tennessee. He rented a storage unit to temporarily store some stuff. He opened the storage unit and just happened upon three sort of older dentist chairs, like with the equipment, with the light on top and everything. I don't know what episode it was, but you can go back and find it. Probably it's within the last like 8 or 9, 10. He was meeting with somebody to sell those this evening. Do you think that he just had somebody meet him at the storage unit with like a U-Haul?
I mean, yeah, Drake doesn't want to do physical labor and move it to some other site. Yeah.
Can you imagine him being like, Kaylee, we gotta go up to the storage unit, put these chairs in a U-Haul and then go and drive and meet this guy under a bridge. Jesus, man.
Yeah. No, I don't know. How do you A, find a buyer for that, and B, go about just selling them?
Well, Drake was asking that same question in our Discord. There were several actually good quality answers from the members in the Discord. If you want to be part of the Discord, by the way, patreon.com/washedupwalkons. Great little segue in there, Kev. Thanks for that. Yeah, not sure you did anything. Let's read a quick review of the podcast because we haven't done this in a while. OB Aaron said, flawless. Enough said. Three-word review. I might have done this one as well, but this was from... Oh no, there's no way I did this one. This is from 2 days ago. Great listen. Hawkeye Nation is lucky to have this podcast. It's awesome to get these three perspectives on Iowa football on a weekly basis, even though we don't talk about Iowa football half the time right now. I'm not sure many fan bases have this type of access into the minds of their favorite school's student athletes. Notice he did not say favorite student athletes, just favorite school's student athletes. And what goes on outside of what fans see on Saturdays. Keep up the great content. That's what we're talking about.
All right. Now hit us with a bad one. Come on.
I'm trying to scroll back and find one. I've kind of read.
Filter through the one stars, man. Come on.
Let's see. Have I read? almost unlistenable. Such a contrast, man.
I love it.
Two remote podcasters shout to get into the conversation, then mumble the rest of their thought. So can't quite be heard. Incredibly frustrating. I can't ride the volume knob to hear what's said. I do listen for the content, what I can hear anyway. 2-star from Sally.
That's fair because, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I have, although that was back in November. And since then, I have done a lot to sort of even out the audio, at least the levels. So,
yeah, but even still, like, you know, Drake will turn on his computer and then just like lay in his bed 15
feet. Dude, and let's talk about that. So frustrating, man.
Yeah, I know, like, right?
When tech guy, and I don't want to be the one.
And I know I'm not to blame either way, because when I call in, it's, I know it's not great audio. Too.
Right, but at least you're a consistent distance from wherever the speaker is, so that when I go to, it's annoying. As tech guy, it's annoying. There's a thing I do in post that is it's called amplify. It's the first like function of ways that you can edit an audio clip out of like 30 of them. And then you can, what I do is I just amplify the entire audio clip to like a level that's unlistenable, so that it takes even the lowest of conversation and puts it at a high enough range. And then there's a way you can lower it to a certain standard to where it sort of equalizes everything out. It does pretty good. Sometimes it doesn't catch everything, but since then we haven't gotten much. But yeah, Drake will just lay in his bed with his dog, or like when we do the DHT podcast, sometimes he'll
activities.
Right. Yeah, there's just vitamins all over the place. He'll walk away from the computer and like continue to have a conversation with me and forget that it requires a microphone to speak into. Like, dude.
Even the last one we did with Tim, like Tim's right there in front of the computer. Drake's 20 feet in the background, like talking at a normal level. Like, I can hardly hear him. I can't even imagine what the people who are actually listening to.
Well, hopefully the old amplify trick in the post-production. Yeah. This is an interesting one. What the hell? Metallica fan 17 from October 4th of last year. Let's play a game called Balls on Chin. And that was a quote by Drake. You know that feeling when you break out the checkbook, send Drake Kulik a fat check to drive to Lincoln, Nebraska to personally teabag Scott Frost's face, and he doesn't run off with the money and actually does it? That's what it's like listening to the Wash of Walk-Ons. Hawks by a million.
What does that even mean?
That's an actual review of our podcast. Can you imagine someone just finding our podcast? Like a Hawkeye fan that doesn't know who we are, which there's plenty of them. And they've like, oh yeah. Oh, okay. A podcast by three players. I wonder what the reviews say. Oh, this one's called Let's Play a Game Called Balls on Chin. You know that feeling when you break out the checkbook and send Drake a fat check to drive to Lincoln, Nebraska to personally teabag Scott Frost's face, and he doesn't run off with the money and actually does it? That's what it's like listening to the Washed Up Walk-Ons.
Alrighty then.
First of all, how did that review slip by? How did we not read that one?
I don't know, but hey, this is why we have this segment, right?
There's one on the same day that says, why does urinating on a jellyfish sting make it better? I don't know, but it feels good. And so does listening to this podcast.
Oh, man, that's funny.
What the hell?
Before we get back to the show, let's take a quick minute to shout out the boys at DRF. And they've been doing it big for us all year long in the year of 2022, coming through with the sponsorship. And it's because they're the right people to go to, the local spot, if you want the best sports betting. And they're sending all parlays to the moon. Start cashing in with DRF Sportsbook's 22% profit boost for all MLB, NBA, or NHL parlays. The MLB season is here, and the NBA playoffs and Stanley Cup playoffs are winding down. So to celebrate, DRF Sportsbook wants to boost your profits. Head on over to DRF Sportsbook now to start betting and making some green.
Drake should be in here, by the way. I accepted him into the I don't know if he's here or not. Oh, there he is.
There he is. How did our dental deal go?
Dude, it was so obnoxious. The asshole did not know what he was doing. He brought something to like two pieces of fucking 2x4 and four little wheels to move hundreds and hundreds of pounds of dental chairs. And then I had to lift all the shit. And the guy that was selling it was a complete airhead. He had no idea what he was doing when it came to moving anything. He was trying to get me and his buddy hurt by just being like, nah, it's good. Just do blah, blah, blah. And at one point I had to tell him to shut up. Kaylee got all pissed at me for it. I was like, okay, well, I mean, there's only one way to get a point across. But that is the story of the dental chairs, man. They're off my hands, and thank goodness for that.
Are you wiping your head because you just took a shower, or are you sweating?
So I was sweating so horridly that I was able to wring out a ton of sweat out of my shirt and my shorts. And I had to shower quick. I took a cold shower, fucking trying to cool off.
Dude, that's an experience, huh?
It was stupid.
But you made money.
A couple of dollars.
Not the original amount, which is a little sad, but it is what it is. I'd like to get your guys' thoughts.
Definitely a little sad. Definitely not even close to the original amount.
Yeah. I got to
answer a call from my dental company.
From his what company? What did he just say?
No idea.
It sounded like drug company.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
I'm going to share a picture that I shared on Twitter today. Kevin, I don't know if you saw it. You would have been somewhere in this photo.
Yep. So I remember this play very well.
Yeah, same.
My question is, where are you looking?
Right. Good question. Right. Fair.
So I'm going to be, we can see who's that, Riley right there.
Riley.
I'm probably going to be about a good 15 yards behind Riley on the sideline there.
Okay. All right.
So for the people not watching on YouTube, this is a tweet put out by Stanford Football.
Mm-hmm.
Quote tweeting a tweet from the Rose Bowl is, who is the most iconic player you think of when you think of the Rose Bowl?
And the Stanford Football account just tweeted the goat emoji. With
a picture of Christian McCaffrey just waltzing into the end zone after a punt return, and there's no one within 8 yards of him.
There's no one within 8 yards of him. And there's also, well, that's actually false. If you look right behind him, I don't know who it is.
Oh, we do have someone right behind
him. There is one of our guys right behind him. Somehow there's four of his
guys.
The
picture looks a lot worse if you don't see that. You would see one, two, three, four, like five guys, and there's no black and gold anywhere near.
And you would ask yourself, well, guys, especially those who happen to be on the team trying to tackle this guy, how on earth could they have five guys standing in the end zone and there's only one of your team even 10 yards away from him? And the answer is, I don't know. They simply had 40 guys on their punt return, two guys for every single one of our guys. And then they also had Jesus Christ himself back there catching the ball.
I mean, that's the only way it can make sense, right? Because that's the only logical explanation for why I would have been double teamed on this play, right?
You would think.
We don't say, hey, look at that slow white guy. We got to slow him down. Make him feel like a total piece of shit.
Stanford on Tuesday of that week, they're like, all right, see this 26? He's going to be a fucking problem.
No, I don't believe that's what they say. It's like they probably use like, this guy does not belong on the field. Let's get that point across and just make him feel like he should just give up the game. Because on that particular play, I got no more than 10 yards downfield from where the ball was snapped.
See this guy right here, number 26? It's disrespectful that they're even putting him on the same field with you guys. Let's put his ass in the dirt.
Yeah, so I eventually got off of one guy.
Yep.
And, you know, Christian McCaffrey has since returned the ball 35 yards downfield. And I tried to get off the other guy. I made him cut back, hoping there's maybe someone else there. I don't know why there would have been there someone there, because I was obviously in the last line of defense, not having gotten down the field. But
Drake, were you on the field on this play or no?
I do not believe so. No.
Okay.
I got to watch that one.
Good for you.
From the side.
So for those looking, I'm the furthest most player in the distance.
You're not even pointed in the right direction.
Bro, you are literally 50 yards
out. What is going on?
My brother sent this to me and goes, dude, you're going the other way. And I am, bro. I'm turned with my back to the end zone that Christian McCaffrey is scoring in.
Your feet are on the Rose Bowl.
I'm at least on this side of the 50, but hardly. I'm on the logo and I'm bouncing off the field. I'm walking off the field. I'm going the other way. And Christian just passed the goal line. Like, honestly, not good, man.
Like, not that's good. That was to make it 35-0, I think. Either 35 or 28-0.
Should we watch the actual clip?
Sure. That's pulled up, yeah.
So, Kev, you got double teamed, and I might have even had time to, because I also did not get downfield. I might have heard
your YouTube history right now. It's in it. That tracks.
Does it make sense?
It makes complete sense. Yeah.
Couple CrossFit, couple, it's pretty diverse. Miles Teller, dude, Top Gun went last night. Maverick. Yeah. Have you seen it?
I have not yet. No.
Drake, you saw it, right?
Oh yeah.
Dude, did it get you a little hard?
No, it did not, but it was a good movie to watch.
Dude, I was fully tented. Come on. No? All right. I thought that I'm not going to spoil it.
Hey, yo, spoilers, man.
I'm not going to spoil it. Oh, this is good.
Oh, there you go. First video.
Not good.
The time Christian McCaffrey destroyed number 5 Iowa.
Chase.
I'm going to mute the video just so that we don't get, because technically we can't, I don't think we can use. Yeah, this is tough. And this is, oh,
all right. Oh,
here we go.
Yeah, so it's 21. This is the,
so it's
21-0 and the second quarter just started.
We're 28 seconds into the second quarter and it's 4th and 12. And guess what, boys?
We're punt alert. 18-yard line.
Punt fucking alert.
All right, so. Yeah, so here's the first problem.
Are we in tight?
No, this is just basic missile, which is not an ideal punt.
No, no. But hey, we look like the I'll be honest, the gold in our unis is looking pretty clean.
It did. You know, it's got the golden hour going out there, Southern California. Yeah, if it was a game, it would have been a lot cooler.
Unfortunately, it wasn't a game because we're down 3 touchdowns and it's one quarter in.
And it's so, going to be 4 in about 8.
I don't know why the video skips, which is bullshit, because we would have got to see my awesome snap. Now, you would think.
He's probably tackled right there.
Right? Like, you know, we got Travis Perry, and I don't know who's on the outside here, but Josie's right here, and he's kind of throwing his guy. We've got two more guys.
Cole Fisher, I think, right there.
Cole Fish and somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, we got a net on him, and
he's about to run into the middle of 5 of our guys. Yeah. Now, and then that happens.
That happens, yep.
Dude, how does he make that cut on that field?
Dude, I don't know. So I saw someone ask you this on Twitter. That was one of the worst fields, playing conditions-wise, that we've ever played on, in my opinion.
It's like that.
Is a fraction above the pinstripe bowl.
Josie.
Josie. Bro, why the fuck are you doing our friend like this right now?
It ain't just him, man. It's all of us.
It's the whole team.
I remember Josie talking about this, and ESPN put up a graphic. I was leading tackler right there as he just slips and goes
Dude,
down
the slide. I'm like, fuck, man.
Oh, there I am. Yeah. Let's see. What did I get? I got to the 35-yard line. So I got 15 yards downfield. Good for me.
Is this you getting fucked?
That's me right there. Yeah.
This is okay. I'll be honest.
Yep. I went outside to try to cut him back in. There was people there. They were never going to catch him, obviously. You know, and you're about to see as I plant my right foot, it just goes completely out from under me. I slip and he just waltzes in the end zone.
All right, let's see that. Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
And then who's getting their ass kicked here?
Someone got abs. I think
it's, that's Dylan.
Dylan. He got absolutely fucking Mack truck mauled, dude. Our punter, Dylan Kidd, is eating nuts right now. He's eating nuts. A full can.
But yeah, dude, I don't know. Cause like our cleats could not like dig into the ground. He's making cuts out here. No problem.
Oh, and look at the fucking, it's a Stanford home game. Weird. I do want to, in contradiction to the picture, this is me running right here. Okay. And then I give up about the 20, I'll be honest, cause I'm not catching him. But I did make it to the 20-yard line.
Okay, well.
Plev couldn't get there. Saw a picture of young Plev today, by the way, on the Instagram. Looking thick. And guess what? It's 28-0.
And that was, honestly, I think that was the game right there.
Oh, really?
Well, you know what? 21-0, bad. Not impossible. 28-0. A minute into the second quarter, and I think that just kind of
I think we've sent Drake.
It just killed any morale that we possibly could have had.
Yeah. Well,
that game was over when it got announced.
I don't think so.
I believe that if we play on a better field, it's a closer game.
Give him to us in Kinnick on December 4th.
And watch him do what Saquon did to us?
Maybe, but it would.
Hey, Saquon had a great game. We only lost by 2 points.
A last second play.
Dude, how bad did that hurt, huh?
That one hurt pretty bad.
Why are we just reliving these?
Yeah, let's fuck it. Yeah, bring up the Michigan State 23 drive.
you wanna look at the okay. Oh, it's one of those, huh?
All right. It's one of those podcasts. We're just gonna relive all the worst moments of our
career. This is
the sadist podcast right here.
This is what some types of competitors do. They use the things that have hurt them and cut them the most deep to just fuel their fire. That would be Michigan State versus Iowa Big Ten Championship. And that hurts bad. Just typing it in. Okay.
Google, can you throw yourself through the glass windows on the 23rd floor of the Marriott?
Well, it almost got answered. All right. Once again, we're going through YouTube ads because, of course, everybody has to get their change. This one was, I mean, have we ever been more demoralized, two games in a row, right? And at least this one didn't happen.
Yeah, so, I mean, this one hurt, but at least, you could hold your head up high, played our asses off. Effort was there. This one hurt more, I think, because it was such a close game.
Look at KF. Dude, how about KF, though, When you see him out there, by the way, this was a bullshit fourth down, huh?
Yep. Bullshit spot.
Should not have gotten it. Connor Cook did not get that far.
Now, what would have been interesting is they don't convert it. They still have three timeouts.
Yeah. What happens?
Well, I doubt that our offense converts 2-3 first downs, given the nature of this game.
So Desmond takes his legs out
there. I'm guessing they get the ball back in this. Who knows what would have happened there, but this
fucking hurts, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this is one of the greatest games of Big Three.
It has to be, dude. For those listening,
look at this fucking goal line stand that we're trying to put on here.
I mean, this is like, if we pull this off, it goes down as like probably better than the one they pulled off against Syracuse.
Because the situation,
right.
Know?
And if
unbeaten Big Ten championship winner goes to college football playoff, and here it is right here. We had him stopped.
He is stopped
on the 3-yard line, 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
I don't know if he stopped. We make contact with First of all, Josie gets tackled.
Josie does get tackled.
I mean, what are we fucking doing? Like, I know we swallow the whistle, but
Cole Fisher over pursues.
And he makes a spin move and then reaches it out. And
yep. So if Cole Fisher stays on that backside hip, that's a tackle for a 1 yard loss. It's 4th and 2.
Oh my God.
And I like ourselves on 4th and 2.
I do too. Especially after you just did it 3 times in a row and they go up 15-13 with 27 seconds.
Now they turn it over with 27 Josie getting seconds. Fucking, this is what you do. Is
I mean, props to fucking Scott for being so goddamn strong with his legs there. But also, how about
stay in the backside hip?
How about Josie Jewell getting fucking tackled? I mean, that's
People want to point at Bud, like, you know, keep your eyes up.
It was too late at that point. How about? That's unbelievable. That's so fucking.
That has to get called.
Drake,
that's absolutely.
Drake, you're quiet. Give me your thoughts.
I'm just angry and I'm sad.
So if anybody wants to get real mad, and evidently a lot of these people are probably Michigan State fans, but some of these are definitely self-loathing Iowa fans.
Look at the comments. It's got to be in there somewhere.
Well, these are all like when it happened. Heartbreaking. I mean, nobody saying anything about Josie getting tackled is complete bullshit, but it is what it is. We'll stop share. We'll just leave it at that for tonight. I mean, it is what it is at this point.
Let's talk about the time that we lost to Iowa State on last second field goal.
That one doesn't hurt. You know what? That one didn't hurt as much.
No, it didn't hurt as much for you because you had other stuff going on in your life.
Had some other stuff.
Still fucking hurt. And I bet Bo Bauer still has nightmares about that game.
What was that, 2014?
That was 2014. And if you will recall, on Iowa State's last drive, Bo has a pick six go through his hands.
Oh, no.
Game is tied. Maybe it's not a pick six, but we would have had the ball deep in their territory.
Why does this film look
like right through his hands?
I mean, Tavon Smith, he was decent. We liked him.
Kluver, what did you have going on in 2014?
This is the wrong year.
Is it? It says
there shouldn't be 6 minutes left.
It says 9/13/2014. This is in Kinnick.
Oh wait, you know, never mind. You're right. Because they won 20-17.
So we're down. We're down 3 points.
Yeah.
There's 5 minutes to go.
We end up tying the game.
We end up tying the game. Oh, do we? Okay. Yeah. Well. Okay. There we go. We just tied the game. Marshall Kane.
Kane train.
I mean, your boy snapped it, but it is what it is. I mean, it's 1/3.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, and it was high. It was a trash snap. 2014, Tyler wasn't great. Let's be honest.
2022 Tyler's worse.
Yeah, but 2017 Tyler was fucking money. All right. 2:45. They've got the ball. They're driving there a little bit. Is this Steele Jantz?
Can you back up a little bit, or is that just where it went to?
No.
We miss Bo's unfortunate.
Oh, there's Drake right there. Still number 9 at that time. Wasn't quite as heavy.
Not getting any playing time.
Well, it was only year 2. Oh, wow. Reggie Spearman.
That guy's a character.
So this is 1st and 10 from the 25. So they open up with a little 8 yard. I don't even remember. Man, this was 10 years ago. I mean, 8 years ago, but. And I know people listening right now are just like,
what am I listening to?
Well, you got to watch the podcast, but we're going to commentate it as well. And we also get that little edit button where it takes out all the silence in the podcast. So everything just compresses together. Is this the one?
It's got to be.
Oh, no.
That's it.
This is it right here.
No.
Not only does it go through his hands, the guy catches it still.
Oh, this was Sam Richards. Oh, Bo falls off into the flat. And
he read it perfect, dude.
Oh.
He couldn't have read it better.
Oh, Bo. Dear God.
And I don't know how. Sometimes the guy, like, it goes straight through his hands into the receiver's hands still. But, yeah, so he catches that ball.
He walks in.
At least 20 yards downfield, probably.
I think he walks in.
and we kick a field goal at least with a minute left to go in the game. Instead, they end up marching down the field a little bit more and kick a field goal and they win.
We got beat by Paul.
I want Paul and Josie both to know that I'm on the side of they didn't deserve this tonight.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, man. Josie would probably like it a little bit in a sick way. You know? 32 seconds, third and four.
Oh, you know what? I remember Lomax got ejected from this game from a bullshit targeting call. And then we had to put Anthony Gare in, who had a significant mental error that ended up costing us a few yards. You know, would have made this a much tougher field goal.
47-yarder it ended up being. And Cole Netton, who hails from Ankeny, Iowa. Just not a great day in Iowa City, if we're being honest. You know, I think
losing at home is significantly more painful than losing on the road. Losing at home to your in-state rival, that is just you just can't swallow it,
man. Thank God we only did it once.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid piped it too. It is what it is. It was a little bit off to this, right?
No, he didn't pipe it. He was playing with it a little bit.
He played.
Oh yeah, I remember. So KF tried to ice him, and you know, as you were taught, they snap it, kick a field goal, he misses.
Right. Yeah.
And obviously, the timeout had been called. That is why you ice them well before they are even lined up.
Yeah, it's kind of a game that you play.
Because I mean, you never want to give them a practice run.
You don't. You don't. As I've always said, at least in my opinion, the specialists get such limited time inside the white lines when the game actually has time on the clock. And the more time that they have out there, the more comfortable they're going to feel, right? Part of the reason that kicking and punting isn't as easy as it is when you're just at practice is because you have such limited time of when it actually matters. Right. You guys are out there playing, and of course it's different, but you guys are out there playing 20. I mean, you're inside the white lines and it's like, you're kind of out there the whole time. A lot of guys are. Specialists may be on the field for 3 minutes total. And it's like, fuck, I'm on center stage now. You give him a little practice kick, which interestingly enough, he missed. And,
he straightens up the next one, puts it through, and that's a game.
Big game boomer. You've all been sucked into seeing one of his tweets. I got to give it to him. He makes viral shit because he makes lists and shit that, you know.
I guarantee what he did for this tweet here is he just Googled every school, and after he just put podcast.
Best podcast.
First one that comes up, that one.
Nonetheless, we will take it from Big Game. We will
absolutely take it.
Big Game Boomer, best podcast for every school. This was not football only. This was just straight up best podcast for every school. And as you can see, the Wash Up Walk-Ons check in at number one for Iowa. So, you know, it is what it is. I'll say this, and I'll say it to his face. Whoever runs this Big Game Boomer account, your fucking lists suck 90% of the time. But you got this one right. We call that a blind squirrel finding a nut every once in a while.
Amen, brother.
Good for us. Probably not even true, to be honest, but we'll take it. So let's see what's else on the list tonight. We made Drake sad, and I don't like that. Drake, is there any way we can make you happy? And don't answer that sexually.
No, not tonight. I'm sad.
Well, let's be more sad then. Let's look at some more games. There was Minnesota 2014, Nebraska 2014. That was a bad one.
Oh, God.
I was going to say Nebraska 2014 followed by Tennessee was a pretty embarrassing two-game stretch.
Dude, 2014 was just a bad year.
It was fucking horrible.
Maryland 2014, that game sucked.
It was such a horrible year that the coaches literally broke NCAA laws and made us do two-a-days during fucking finals.
Dude, that's a human rights violation. That goes against the Geneva Convention. Doing 2 days right before Christmas. That year was so bad. Like, I think people forget we started off 6-1.
Yikes.
We did?
We finished 1-4, 1-5.
It's either 5-1 or 6-1, but yeah.
Hold on a second. Iowa football, 2014. I think you're right.
That year was so bad, I almost quit football, dude.
We were.
I wasn't playing, and we sucked, and I was hitting my head a lot.
We were 5-1. Going to Maryland in a game that we should have won.
Yeah, we started off that game 14-0 and then ended up pissing that one away.
We beat you and I to open the year 31-23. We
barely beat Ball State. Let's talk about that. We should have lost to Ball State.
Skirted by Ball State thanks to the talents of Derek Willis. And honestly, I think...
How about the defense that gave up 13 points?
No, fuck. We all know Iowa defense doesn't do shit. We lose to Iowa State in Kinnick. Ouch, that hurts. Ouch.
That was a good win at Pitt, though.
Good win at Pitt. Fun playing at Heinz Field. Went to Purdue. Won a 24-10 game.
Crappy team.
Indiana came to town. We beat them.
No defense play that day.
45-29. Wow. And then we go to Maryland and we lose 38-31 and damn near force overtime. Damn near.
Yeah, that was just ugly, ugly performance.
Northwestern comes to town. Probably our best game all year.
Yep. Beat the shit out of them.
48-7. The one thing I remember about that game is it's the game where I threw one at Dylan's head.
I remember that.
And it was definitely catchable, right? It wasn't, you know, it was a high snap. Not acceptable. When I go back and grade myself, absolute minus for the snapper there. But it was by no means worst case scenario. And the sun was kind of in Dylan's eyes as well. And he got a little spooked. His brother, and I believe his dad, went to Northwestern. So his family, this is the one game they came to, like his whole family. And he let the ball go right through his hands, off the top of his dome, and like back over his head 10 yards. And that wasn't good.
I think that's how they got their only touchdown.
It might have been. But we go to Minnesota.
That was the first game I ever played in.
Minnesota?
No, Northwestern.
Ah, which was cool for you, obviously, because of the, you know, the little history there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good game for you. And then we went and we tried to win the pig. We tried to retain the pig. And we didn't.
Memory serves me correctly.
Or do we?
We went down, had a great drive, and scored on our first drive. Started off 7-0, and then they scored the next 51 points.
Correct. Okay. That game mimicked oddly, similarly enough, a sophomore football game that I played in 2009 against Valley. Marshalltown sophomores were up 7-0 after they gave the ball to yours truly 12 times in a row. I went off the field and puked because I'd never done so much cardio in my life. And then the Valley Tigers decided to bend us over like Joe Biden is bending the country over and fucked us harder than we'd ever been. So that was a joke, people. I know that usually comes out of Drake's mouth. I could not tell you if it's actually Joe's fault that there's, you know, the prices and all this stuff, but
Joseph's just a pawn, but for somebody to just willingly, somebody who is a veteran and like, you know, somebody who shouldn't be able to be bought, just decides to be a pawn for an absolutely criminal organization, death to him.
You think he has a choice though? Like, what if he's like, I don't want to do this? And they're like, but you're the face and we need you. And if you don't, then we're going to make it look like old age gotcha.
What organization are you talking about? The Illuminati?
the fucking government.
Drake knows, dude. I'll be back in Iowa City tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, what are we doing?
A little special teams camp.
Hey, there you go.
So
what are they paying you? $50 and a lunch? Turkey sandwich?
Make sure to grab some core powers on your way out.
I'm gonna find some guy's fucking laundry bag and just stuff it with like sandwiches and core powers and walk out of there like it's at my knapsack and I'm going back to 337.
So we had that alumni last week.
Yep.
I had to go walk by the strength records, make sure mine still there.
We're still there,
by the way. Yeah. Still there. All time record. And that's right next to the refueling station. So I had to grab me a Core Power for old time's sake. It's like, used to down 5 of them a day.
Dude, 5 of them, man.
A day. That's 1,000. It was like 1,500 calories in just pure liquid a day.
That poor bathroom inside.
Don't forget the calories and Powerade.
Well,
yeah, I didn't drink a whole lot of Powerade though.
Yeah, I was drinking Powerade.
If it was like a practice day, then yeah.
You want to know one of my favorite things food wise from when we were when we played, still to this day, I would eat it.
You love those freaking breakfast sandwiches so much.
Well, I mean, okay. So add those to the list as well, because they were great. Put a little jelly on them bitches.
Oh, that's nasty.
I see Drake smiling a little bit. I feel like he was into that too. Yeah. In camp, we'd walk off the field and you get chips, pretzels, or a Rice Krispie bar as your snack.
You were always one of the first bastards off the field. I know it. Grabbing all the Rice Krispies.
No. I not once in my career did I grab a Rice Krispie.
Really? Wow.
I grabbed the chips and I would chew the chips up till they were like fine. I would crush them in the bag and then I'd open the bag so it was just chip crumbs. I'd pour some in my mouth and then I'd take an orange boost, a salty orange Powerade, and pour some of that in my mouth as like a chaser. And the combination between the salty and the sweet and the chips and the Powerade, dude, that's nostalgia. That takes me right back to when I wasn't even locker 97. I was locker 69.
Damn, man. Damn. Yeah, that.
And I was sitting across.
So actually, when I think about that, though, that makes me think about the old complex.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's when I was introduced to it. And my locker was right across from.
Remember the old ass scale that we had in there? Like the thing looked like it was built in 1900s.
Got
clocks and gears and shit in there.
Like you'd find it in the back of a YMCA that hadn't been updated in 40 years.
Yeah.
I sat right across from Marcus, whatever his name was. Marcus Collins.
Ah, Marcus Collins. Yeah.
That was an introduction to college football in its own way. That was good times. My locker was right next to,
I don't remember who my
Carl Davis
was right next to. I was locker number 113 to start. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who was right by me.
When you think of these memories, does it feel like it's getting a little bit far away?
Yeah. Well, a little bit, man. Yeah. So like, I can obviously like just picture myself being back in the old locker room and obviously in the new locker room too, or the current one, but I don't have like as many memories from like freshman year or that 2014 year anymore.
Yep.
All my memories that I feel like are very sophomore, junior, senior year based, you know?
Yep. The freshman memories are all like the big stories of like
hiding in the closet.
Drake's eyes. Ooh, sheesh.
That's a core memory. There's that. What's that one Disney movie? It's like, I don't know. It's like about like the emotions or characters and stuff. Anyway, core memory right there.
Mm.
Go watch it.
Is it a new one? Out, I haven't seen it. I know Drake's getting some memories.
That's a core memory from freshman year is Drake.
I remember. So I distinctly remember watching Solly jump off the back of Drake's crotch rocket. It happened. We were running.
I remember waking up 15 minutes before a lift and somehow getting there.
Drake and I woke up 14 minutes before a lift and got there. That's a core memory. I remember
just walking from Hillcrest to the complex in the middle of winter because nobody's moped would start.
I remember,
and that was a cold ass winter too.
It was the coldest winter.
Yeah, 2013, winter of 2013, 2014. Like you walk outside and just all of a sudden everything in your nose is frozen.
Like your lungs quit working immediately. Yeah. This wasn't freshman year, but Kev, do you remember we played Penn State? We got home at like 1:30 in the morning and had snowed.
Mm. Oh,
you mean after we got our dicks pushed in?
Well, that was another one that we could probably pull up, and there was.
Was that Penn State that you're thinking of, or is that?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I thought that was Illinois that we got back in another snow on the ground.
We got back at like 1 or 2 in the morning, and
yeah, it had for Penn State, yeah,
and it had snowed. And it had, there was no snow on the ground in Iowa City, but there was like 2 inches when we got back the next day. And we took off on our mopeds down the length of the building, and Kevy did a 360.
And that was just the cap, just a horrible, horrible night.
Horrible night.
Just miserable.
I remember getting home and just like, all right, well.
Let me add this bruised knee that I can barely put weight on to the horrible night I just had.
Let me fall asleep so I can wake up and go eat a Panera sandwich. That's
a wet
cold.
Sandwich.
A wet Panera sandwich tomorrow. That's fucking trash.
This is one thing I distinctly remember is just the feeling in the facility on Sundays after a win and after a loss. Very distinctive, obviously, but it was just everyone in the facility had like just the same feeling of just complete, utter disappointment, feeling like shit about yourselves versus after a win, everyone's happy. You can laugh anything off. You fuck something up bad. It's like coach makes a joke about it.
There's so much riding on it. Like there was so much riding on the result of Saturday game.
Sundays after a loss are worse than a funeral, especially after a trophy game.
I mean, that's exactly what it is, man. It's like no one's talking. It's quiet. It's like no one. Yeah.
Dude, everybody's scared shitless of exactly what is about to be said.
I was never scared. It was just.
Oh, I was, dude. I was just nervous as shit. Like, dude, I fucking hate losing. The coaches are going to be pissed. I know I didn't play that good. I'm about to get yelled at. I hated getting shit on. In film, dude, it was the absolute worst part of being a football player.
Well, yeah, no one likes it. No one likes fucking up. But
yeah. Kev, I got a trivia question for you.
All right, hit me.
In that 2014 game against Nebraska in Kinnick,
yeah,
how did the Hawkeyes score their first touchdown?
First touchdown, Jordan Kanzeri run. That was just a guess. I don't remember.
Defense got to the quarterback. Ball,
Louis Tricapasat.
Ball tipped up, comes right down into Johnny Loudermilk's hands, and he runs it in.
See, I don't have any recollection of that play whatsoever, honestly.
There's
some plays that stick out in my mind I can remember just like yesterday, but that one does not ring a bell.
And I've never been good at like remembering single plays. Looks like Carl. Yeah, Carl got to the quarterback, and Johnny was just playing like the hook, and he just sat right and it fell right into him. I mean, we were up 7-0. Dude, we had Jake Rudock as our quarterback.
Yes, we did.
Probably should have gone with the Golden Goat that year, huh? Wish the coaches would have.
Yeah, he wasn't as good, obviously. He was still younger at that point. But
yeah. Hindsight though, like if we would have known
hindsight, yes. You give CJ the
you just give it to him and we just start the build then, you know. God, we were dominating that.
I mean, so like Rudock didn't play the Purdue game, so CJ had to start. Yeah. And remember, he did not have a great game.
No, we're up 10-0, and Desmond intercepts a ball right at the end of the half, and like we're in the driver's seat. Like,
I remember they punted into his.
Yeah, we gave up 2 punt return touchdowns.
What are we, dude? After this season, this game specifically, and then McCaffrey doing what he did to us was the impetus for basically them going all in and saying, we're not going to be good at anything until we're good at punt coverage.
McCaffrey was the following year. So this game right here, the Nebraska 2014,
this
game,
was it.
The death of the pro punt.
Yeah. They actually scored before half. I forgot about this. Wow.
Oh, I remember that was, yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
They ran like a little fake. Wow.
It's like right before half, right?
20 seconds.
Yeah, that one sucked.
Dude. What the hell? This podcast. Dude, and then they fucking... We got a punt block that Drew Watt took in. How did we lose this fucking game?
Yeah, it's impressive to lose a game in which you block a punt for a touchdown, because I think the stat is like you win that game 90-something percent of the time.
We had a
block punt for touchdown and interception return for
a touchdown. We had a pick six and a block punt for touchdown, and we lost. How fucking bad were we, huh? And you know what?
That's got to be like few and far between teams on the list that have been able to accomplish that.
Scoring two non-offensive touchdowns and still losing.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kevin, you're going to fucking shit your pants on this one. I got to share it.
Screen there, bud?
Yeah. You want to tell me what the DBs are doing here, huh?
All right. Let me see. 24-7. We're in control.
Not this one.
Oh, okay.
Look at all of our guys.
Oh, boy. That is a miscommunication.
Dude.
Let's see. Go back to the...
So what we got is, I think this is Tommy Armstrong, huh?
Yeah, it's Tommy Armstrong. Go back to the wide view. I remember this play. I don't remember it.
So he rolls right.
Pause it.
Oh, hold on. They've got trips. Let me go back. They've got trips right. He rolls right. And like, I don't know.
Oh, I know what we're doing.
Receiver just gets lost.
Yeah, I know why too. I could go into it, but it's
too deep.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Basically, it's like we're worried about three verticals, and so like the coverage is supposed to kind of like roll over and.
Okay. First of all, I'll tell you why this first punt return was out of whack is because we outkicked our coverage. Not that doesn't mean we shouldn't go tackle him, but he catches the ball with 30 yards of space. It's 24-14 for those listening. It's in the fourth quarter. We have the ball. We're punting with 14 minutes left. The returner has the ball on the 25, and our closest guy is on the 40 getting blocked. Who's that guy? I don't even know. Oh, no. Cole Fish just has a shot on him.
No, he's not having a shot on him. He's 5 yards away in open field. He's got no help right there.
And then dude, how fucking horrible of an athlete am I, huh?
Hey, man, Q's right there next to you. So,
dude, I really thought, huh? Okay, block in the back, but is what it is. Wow. Oh my God, Dylan.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Dylan got in his face. Dylan's trying to talk. Oh, dear. And you know what? I knew this season was going downhill. All the way back when we did the Hawkeye Challenge draft.
Yeah, enlighten us. What made it feel so downhill? I'm not
the captains for the draft. I did not see
the Ubers fucking got a crystal ball, I guess, Kevin. He could tell the future, and he didn't tell anybody else.
I understand what he's about to say. I'm just not going to say it.
The captains of that draft, I did not see as eight guys, a few of them, I did not see as guys who were strong, solid, consistent leaders of a team with how they did and went about their work on a daily basis. If you look at our eight captains in 2014, the offseason, versus the 2015 captains, there's a drastic difference.
One of our captains in the 2014 offseason actually got it stripped from him.
Correct.
First time it ever happened.
Correct. The signs were there.
The other seven captains took away his captainship.
Yes. And it's not to say that those guys were bad people, but when it comes to.
And now that particular dickhead is on a lawsuit against some of our coaches. Fuck you, Cavante. You earn the fifth.
Okay, we caught Drake on the wrong night. Okay, all right. Well, this has been an interesting one. Holy fuck. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. I don't know what else to say. We all got sad and we went on a fucking... and Drake's gone. Drake left. He's gone. How do you feel about that, Kevin?
I'm going to leave it to our CEO's discretion to leave that one in there. If he wants to leave it in there. Nah.
Yeah. We might have to take a look at that one in post. Goddamn. Yeah. And I don't like taking a look at stuff in post because it means more work for me.
Yeah. Well, This is your job, right?
Yeah, it is. Any other bad memories you want to bring up?
Let's see. There's North Dakota 2016. That one sucked. Northwestern 2016 sucked.
Oof. Yeah. Tennessee was bad. We didn't watch that one. Florida bowl game was bad.
We already talked about 2017 Penn State. That one's tough.
Tough. The point is
Wisconsin 2017. That was a tough one. You remember that? We just beat the shit out of Ohio State, and then we walk into Camp Randall and we get it.
We couldn't do it. We couldn't do a damn thing.
The thing is, was Josh had two pick sixes again that game.
Correct.
I believe those were the only points we scored.
The two best games ever played in a row by a single player was Ohio State, Wisconsin by Josh Jackson.
Yeah. Do you have three picks? I know we had four picks total against Ohio State. I want to say three of them were Josh.
Three of them were Josh in the first one
was Amani for the touchdown.
And the other three were Josh.
That sounds right. Yeah. And then, he had two pick sixes the following week for the only points we scored versus Minnesota, 38-14.
Yep. So this podcast is going to be a weird one. There's going to be a lot of odd conversation. You might want to, and I apologize for that. We didn't have this as like what we were doing tonight. It just kind of turned into it. So if you're sad right now, that's our fault. That's on us. And we'll take full responsibility, complete ownership of that. And we'll be better next time, but it is what it is.
Here we go. Trivia. That 2017 game versus Wisconsin.
Yeah.
How many total yards did we have?
I knew this.
Over, under 90.
It was under. It was like 64.
66 total yards.
Bro.
0-for-13 on third down.
Oh, my God.
That's 25 yards. 25 rushing attempts for 26 yards.
Dude. That's so bad. You can't play a worse football game. Can you?
I mean,
offensively, you can't play a worse football.
That's so bad. We had 65 plays for 66 yards.
That's bad.
Would have been better off quarterback sneaking.
Iowa football, 80 days away. Hope you guys are excited.
Hope you all are excited as we just bring you through the worst
of our time.
The last 5 years or shit. No, 10 years.
10 years,
we're,
8
we're,
years.
We're old now. Damn.
Yeah, we're old as shit. 27. 326 turned into a shit episode. Sorry about that. Hope you're back for the next one. We'll see you then. Peace.